Michael O'Regan's Call from the Dáil on Kerry Today.
Now, Michael, good morning to you. RTE is the political story of the week yet again. What did you make of Thomas Byrne there, launching a broadside against Sinn Féin and being very critical of their ideas of what should happen with the licence fee and all of that? Do we have to look at his comments through the prism of an upcoming general election, perhaps?
I think we do, Gerry. We have the European and locals in June. We have a general election probably in the autumn. No later than the spring of next year, I would say the autumn. So everything from now on has to be seen in the context of elections. On Tuesday, Gerry, Leo Varadkar, I suppose, as a gesture, wished everybody a happy St. Valentine's Day. Nobody really responded to it, by the way, that's in the Dáil. And that's the last civil war, Gerry, that will be spoken in Leinster House between now and the elections. And I include the general election in that. Oppositions play the populist drum, beat the populist drum. Fianna Fáil did it in opposition. Fine Gael did it in opposition. The Greens did it in opposition. But when you go into government, of course, you have to pretend to be more serious and all that kind of thing. But between now and June and thereafter, expect more of the same. By the way, Johnny, the interesting thing there was, I thought in the interview with yourself, where he gave a very, very fitting, a very, very strong commitment that the licence fee debacle, if you call it that, the whole public service broadcasting fee, etc., will be dealt with in the lifetime of this government.
Yeah, suggestions this week in some of the commentary in the newspapers that it'll now be pushed out beyond the lifetime of this government. Politically, I don't think they can do that now. Another week of revelations, they're going to have to do something. And he kind of basically saying, notwithstanding the disagreements in Cabinet between those who feel, direct exchequer funding, or those who feel something different needs to be done, they're going to have to do it, from what he said. Would that be right?
That would be right. They are going to have to do it. The pressure is now mounting on the government to do this. And up to recently, I think they thought, look, we'll push it down the agenda and hopefully...
2014, Michael, 10 years ago... Then Minister himself, a former RTE staffer, Alex White, was coming out with trumpets blaring, talking about a new public service charge. That got binned a year later and hasn't been seen, really, hasn't been dealt with since. A decade of faffing about.
That's right, that's right. A man, by the way, who once produced the Gay Byrne radio programme.
That's right, so he knew that's RTE. Right.
Yeah, he knew RTE and how it worked, etc. But no, the pressure now, particularly, I think, Gerry, this week, I think... That exchange between Kevin Backhurst and Alan Dillon at the committee, and the list of those who failed to attend, read out by Brendan Griffin, showed, I think, people's patience, it's exhausted. And I would say the patience of a lot of people in Leinster House is exhausted. So the government has have to going to do something about it. They're afraid of their lives, of introducing something that might be perceived as a tax. But I think that... I think people, could be receptive to a public service, some kind of public service broadcasting.
Politically, Michael, is this different from the water charges situation? The water charges was a new charge that was brought in. It could have been argued it was the straw that broke the camel's back at the time in terms of all the extra charges, the extra taxes that were being paid. The country was gone off a cliff economically. People were emigrating. Whereas this is not a new charge. This is a charge that's been paid by and large... for the last 40 years. So you're not bringing in something new, you're transforming it. Will that provide some political cover, notwithstanding the inevitable attacks from the opposition?
Yeah, I agree. The water tax, as you say, it came, the water charge, they came, this public service broadcasting charge which is coming, and I think it should be called that, not the licence fee. The licence fee is redundant. When RTE was launched in 1961, you had a completely different media landscape to what it is today. And Thomas Byrne was making the point that the broadcasting charge, money would have to go to other public broadcasting outlets, including local radio.
Mm. Indeed. Michael, politically on this, the Taoiseach failed to respond yesterday on whether former RTÉ Director of Strategy Rory Coveney, who loomed large with his absence in terms of the toy show discussion during the week, he's the brother of Fine Gael Deputy Leader Simon Coveney. Simon Coveney also didn't respond when contacted by the Irish Independent yesterday. Is it in any way damaging for them from that point of view, who he is? Or, as Thomas Byrne says, you shouldn't be personalising it to that level.
Well, in an ideal world, Gerry, you're not your brother's keeper.
Yeah,
that's an ideal world, and it's, you know, you're not responsible for what another sibling might be doing or not doing, but there's a political reality, and it might be unfair, but it is a reality that it doesn't look well. Now, that a lot of people will say, come on, Simon Coveney is doing his job as a minister. How can he, you know, monitor what his brother doing or was doing out in RT? That's a fair point. But politics is a peculiar business, and a lot of it is about image and et cetera, et cetera. And then, let's put it this way. Unfortunately for Simon, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, yeah. Finally on this, Michael. Yeah, sorry, go on.
The brother could rescue it. Gerry, actually, just a point on that. His brother could rescue it by agreeing to have his severance package, his exit package published.
Yeah.
You know, so that would end that controversy. And the other thing is, I thought it was a bit unusual to have a confidentiality clause in exit packages where there's public money involved. That's a bit dodgy, I think.
Yeah, I'm not, I wonder, and we'll hopefully hear more about that. There's two more independent reports. But final point, what's the mood among politicians in Leinster House this week as to these revelations? I mean, astonishing stuff. 450,000, not going through any proper channels. It was part of a redundancy package, which was meant to see the job disappear and savings made. There was no reason for it to be done the way it was done. It was all above board. Breda O'Keefe didn't do anything wrong, but certainly the people who signed off on it, it's, I imagine the level of frustration or shock among the politicians as to what went on at the executive level in RTÉ.
Yeah, there is shock. I mean, there's shock, annoyance and anger, I think, you know, in the sense that RTÉ has got a lot of public money over the years, and also, and this is understandable on a human level, but one TD, rather annoyed by the whole thing, Gerry, said to me was, look, RTÉ programmes over the years, current affair programmes, like the rest of the media, they've been lambasting us, they've been talking down to us, they've been criticising us, he says, and all that kind of thing. No, he says, that's their job, and I respect the right of individual journalists to do their job. But he said, at a very senior level, now, and he stressed this, at a very senior level in RTÉ, the system was dysfunctional. And I think that has added to the annoyance. But to say, you know, a lot of people say, Asher, why didn't the politicians act earlier? They didn't know this was going on. Rank and file people working in RTÉ and ordinary jobs, drawing ordinary salaries, didn't know this was going on. But let's put it this way, Gerry. I think with Leinster House, RTÉ has reached a point of no return. The current RTÉ.